U.S. war in the Middle East is the subject of a new book by retired Army Colonel Andrew Bacevich titled America's War for the Greater Middle East, A Military History. In the book, Bacevich argues the United States has been involved in gigantic failed war with the Middle East since the 1980s that continues today with no end in sight.
In this new book, Andrew Bacevich writes, quote, as an American who cares deeply about the fate of his country, I should state plainly my own assessment of this ongoing war, now well into its fourth decade. We have not won it. We are not winning it. Simply trying harder is unlikely to produce a different outcome. Andrew Bacevich is professor emeritus of international relations and history at Boston University, also author of several other books, including Washington Rules, America's Path to Permanent War. His son was killed in action in Iraq in 2007. Professor Bacevich, welcome back to Democracy Now! It's great
to have
you with us.
Thank you.
We will prevail, George H.W. Bush. We will prevail, his son, George W. Bush. We will prevail, President Obama. Have we prevailed in any way?
Well, we haven't. And I have to say those are exquisitely chosen clips because they really do illustrate what's the point of my book. And that is that we have been engaged militarily in the greater Middle East, large parts of the Islamic world, for going on four decades. We've engaged in innumerable interventions, large, small, brief, protracted, and we have yet to come anywhere close to achieving our aims. Whether we define our aims as restoring stability or promoting democracy or reducing the prevalence of anti-Americanism, it's not happening. And arguably, our military efforts are actually making things worse.